your name if you want to play.
Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Well, it's good Monday morning weather to take your chance on a million rand and change. Pretoria today up to 30 degrees, Joburg 28 and Mbombela 29.
In Pretoria on the N1 southbound, a collision before Lynnwood Road. It's causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Bafana coach Hugo Bruges might have to do without captain Ronwen Williams for this month's World Cup qualifiers. And Rassie Erasmus says the world rankings will have greater importance this year.
With more than a year to go until we vote in the local government elections, talks will get underway today about e-voting. The Independent Electoral Commission kicks off a three-day conference to discuss the prospect of South Africans making our mark via electronic voting.
We'll be launching a discussion document on electronic voting. No decision has yet been made to implement electronic voting, yet we find it necessary to have a national conversation.
The IEC's Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mabolo says these public discussions will take place in Cape Town from today until Wednesday. It follows years of pleas from voters to go paperless and ease the snaking queues at voting stations. The conference will hear reviews from countries currently using poll site technologies, as well as those who use internet voting and others who have introduced e-voting but subsequently abandoned it. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on News. To the northwest, where Electricity Minister Khosiyenzo Ramakgopa will today lead intergovernmental discussions to tackle electricity challenges in the province. Northwest Premier Lazarus Mkhosi will also be part of the talks. As Masachaba Sefolado reports, the minister's first stop will be the embattled Madibeng local municipality situated in Brits.
Municipalities around the country owe Eskom an estimated 94 billion rand, which they're battling to settle, and face recurring infrastructure challenges and loss of revenue due to illegal connections. Madibeng receives power from the neighboring city of Tshwane, which has previously issued a notice of disconnection due to an unpaid debt of over 120 million rand. The area also suffers bouts of outages due to faults in Eskom's lines feeding parts of Hartbeespoort, Brits and surrounding areas. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
In Limpopo, authorities believe they've arrested a group that's been terrorizing the province between 2023 and 2024. The nine suspects were arrested in Polokwane yesterday after they allegedly bombed an ATM in Giyani and they were on their way to Gauteng. And you can take a look at the dye-stained banknotes found in their possession. It's on our news blog. To Canada, where Mark Carney has been overwhelmingly elected to succeed Justin Trudeau as the country's next prime minister. Carney vowed that Canada will never, ever be part of America.
And to all Canadians, I will work day and night with one purpose, which is to build a stronger Canada for everyone.
A general election will now have to take place in Canada before the 20th of October. And back home, South Africa has lost an extraordinary storyteller in extraordinary times. These are the words of President Cyril Ramaphosa after the death of South African-born and world-renowned Athol Fugard. The award-winning and internationally recognized playwright and author died in Stellenbosch at the age of 92. More about that on our news blog. I'm Gerda de Souza. Net weer die hoofnuus. Die hierdie OVK skop vanoggend 'n konferensie af oor die moontlikheid van 'n elektroniese stemproses.
Hey, we've been saying for how many years?
Yeah, I think we'd also have the voting going up. More people would vote if they could just vote electronically, surely.
If it's easier.
Yeah.
Like most things in life.
Mm-hmm.
Most things in life would just be easier.
Yeah.
Then if it just electronically.
Yeah, if you can make it convenient for me, then I will do it.
Yeah. Tell you what is the most difficult things in life, though, talking about have you ever changed your mobile phone?
Oh.
That's a bit of a... Take a day off.
At least a day.
Yeah. But then when you have it, it's so convenient. Yeah. It's so smart.
It's just
although...